In the passage from John and Acts, we are presented with vivid portraits of the early Christian community and the essence of the church as it emerged in the wake of Christ's resurrection. This passage offers profound insights into the definition of the church and provide us with invaluable lessons that resonate deeply in our faith community. Let us first turn our attention to John 20:19-31, where we witness the disciples gathered in fear behind the locked doors following the crucifixion of Jesus. Despite their apprehension, Jesus appears among them, offering peace and sending them and asking them to receive the Holy Spirit. And also, we found the interesting story of Thomas. It shows our human struggle with doubt amidst faith. His skepticism transformed into profound belief upon encountering the risen Christ. His story reminds us that doubt is not antithetical to faith, but rather an integral part of it. Just as Thomas found assurance in touching Christ's wounds, we too find assurance in our doubts when we seek answers in Christ. In our modern context, the story of Thomas teaches us to confront our doubts honestly and seek the transformative presence of Christ, thus enriching our faith journey and strengthening our witness as the church in the world. The story of encountering resurrected Jesus signifies to us how the fundamentals of the early church started after Jesus' resurrection. Moreover, it shows the meaning of the initial church infused with the transformative power of Christ's resurrection, witnessing his presence and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. It demonstrates that the church is not merely a physical institution, but a living, dynamic community empowered by the presence of the living Jesus, his mission, and Holy Spirit. Acts 4:30-35 further illuminates the nature of the early church, portraying a community characterized by radical unity, selflessness, and a fervent devotion to the teaching of Christ. They held all things in common, and no one claimed private ownership of their possessions. This radical sharing of resources stemmed from a profound understanding of their identity as a member of the body of Christ, bound together by love and mutual care. In this passage, we see the church not as a mere collection of individuals, but as a vibrant, interconnected community embodying the kingdom values of justice, compassion, and solidarity. So, what does the church mean to us living in the modern world? What does it mean to be the church? Wes? Sorry? If you question, yes. Thanks for your honest. What is the church? Yes, people of God, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. You're right? Yep. What is the church?
Family,
thank you. What is the church? What's your idea? Body of Christ, then? Christian community, thank you. Thank you. What is a church?
A church is not a building.
Not a building. That's the community of God's people, yes? Correct? What is the church? This is a really important question for us, and it can be connected. What is the mission of the church? But that's a really big question, so I can explain everything what I think in today. If I explain everything, I think I need 2 days, 3 nights. In an era marked by conflict and division, consumerism and capitalism, the church serves people and society in the love of God as a beacon of hope, a countercultural witness to the transformative power of the gospel. It is a diverse tapestry of believers united in their common faith in Christ and called to embody his love and grace in the world. The church is not confined to the walls of a building, but extends into local society, seeking to bring about God's kingdom, a world characterized by wholeness, justice, and reconciliation. To bridge the gap between the early church and the contemporary church, we must heed the timeless lesson embedded in Scripture. It does not mean that the early church is correct and the contemporary church is wrong. However, we need to remind and restore the essence of the church that the early church had in accordance with the circumstances of the contemporary church. Like the early disciples, we are called to embrace the radical hospitality and generosity that characterized the early Christian community. We must cultivate a spirit of unity and mutual support, transcending barriers of race, class, and nationality. Just as the early church bore witness to the resurrection through their shared life and testimony, so we too should proclaim the good news through our words and deeds, bearing witness to the transformative power of Christ in our lives. What I have thought recently is that the image of the early church shown in today's Bible reading must be realized not only within the church, but also outside the church. This is an extension of the church into the community. The service and sharing shown by the early church must be expanded into the local community. I'd like to call this the mission given to churches in Australia today. Our church is already carrying out its mission well through Kids Hope, Trading Table, various donations for Andrew Center and Samaritan Purse, etc. Casey Cardinia Regional Ministry is also an extension of this mission. By working together, the six churches, we can perform more diverse missions more effectively. The Bible readings we read today offer us a compelling vision of the church as a dynamic, spirit-empowered community called to embody the values of God's kingdom in the world. As we navigate the complexities of the modern world as the church, the body of the resurrected Christ, may we remain grounded in the foundational truth of Scripture, drawing inspiration from the early church as we seek to faithfully bear witness to the gospel in our time and place. May the Holy Spirit continue to guide and empower us as we strive to live out our calling as the body of Christ to the glory of God. Amen. Let us pray. May what we've uncovered today resonate deeply within our hearts and guide us in our journey of faith. Help us to embody the radical unity, selflessness, and devotion to your teachings as seen in the early church. Lord, in this ever-changing world, we seek your wisdom and guidance to bridge the gap between the past and the present, to adapt and uphold the timeless values of your kingdom. Empower us to extend your love, grace, and service not only within our church walls, but also into our communities. May your Holy Spirit continue to lead and guide us now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.